Hello, everybody. Sam Coggy says, here comes Lefko with the L-E-F-K-O-E Man Post. What up, Sims?
What up, Captain Spock?
Captain Spock. Yeah. What's up, everybody? Hope you're great. Hope you're feeling well. It is week freaking 10.
Crazy. It's flying.
Now, I know how busy you've been.
Yes.
And if you haven't listened to Sims and Lefko yet from Wednesday, Sims will be on NBC Sunday Night Football, and he's already promised that while Tirico's talking, he's going to push him and yell into the camera, Sims and Lefko, beans not beef, Sims and Lefko, beans not beef. And I'm very excited, so you got to check him out.
And then I'll be fired from NBC right there.
It's worth it. People need to know more about beans not beef. You know what's been the beans of this podcast?
What's that?
My picks.
They have lately. Yeah.
Let's take a look at how we did in week 9. Adam made $50.
Oh my gosh.
Sims lost $700.
Damn.
More importantly,
holy cow.
Sims went 5-7-1 last week, and Lefko went 8-4-1 last week. Lefko now has a $1,500 advantage and has tied it up in the pick rankings. For live reaction, we go to Chris Sims. Chris, what does it feel like to see that?
I don't really care. I'm over it.
Whatever. Just like that.
Just battling. That's what I'm trying to battle.
You do Johnny Hecker.
Man.
You're a mushton.
I'm zen.
I've become
numb to it. That's what's really happened.
Yeah, but this was... So, I've now beaten you how many years in a row?
Three.
This was looking
well,
like the
this
year...
We've only done this as the second year.
So this is the third year.
Yes, right.
Okay.
Right.
So this is the year, though, that looked like you were going to take this.
Right. Well, this
you
is only the second year of the bets, right?
No, we've done the bets now for two. Well, then on the regular straight pod.
The regular straight where we picked five games
just
a
talk
week,
about
which
your
we
nerves.
Still haven't done the thing I've asked for 3 years, is which we should just pick the games normally and see who does better for that as well.
But this is the true sport. This is the true activity.
Whatever. I see people can't even pick the game straight up. I couldn't pick them straight up last week, so how the hell could I pick them?
I went 8-4-1. Talk about it. Big time.
Yeah.
How you feeling about your picks this week? When you sat down and you finished, did you go, I kind of want to change a few?
No, or? I did not. I actually, I mean, who cares what I think? I say I feel good every week, and they've sucked the last 3 weeks, so who gives a crap?
All right, well, let's start off on a game it's Thursday night, and if you bet on this one, you're crazy. Seattle, or are you? Seattle, Arizona. Arizona's 4-4. Seattle is 5-3.
Yep.
Seattle's offense is fourth, and it's all Russell Wilson. Adrian Peterson got damn near 40 carries last game. Seattle is favored by 5.5 in Arizona. Mm. I'll go first, okay, as I am one to do, and I'm going to be putting $50 on the Seattle Seahawks, -5.5.
Man, that's stupid.
Good to start off like that. For me, it came down to a few things. Pete Carroll and the Seahawks are 23-1 in primetime. They're 6-1 under him on Thursday night
there's
football.
The old primetime, because that 4-15 game that did better ratings than the primetime games, that didn't count last week.
But here's the real point.
Oh, gosh, it's dark out. It's prime time.
I don't think
play.
Adrian Peterson is going to be able to run on this defense. Not a lot of people have run on the Seattle Seahawks like that. I think that we got the one good Drew Stanton game, and it wasn't even that great, out of the way. He had one big throw to John Brown. I know that Earl Thomas is likely not going to play and that Richard Sherman is questionable. But I'm looking at this team, and I... The other thing that I can't even fucking remember, I'm blanking.
Oh, my gosh, what an idiot. So I'm losing this guy in the picks. Come over here to the professional, okay? Holy cow. Captain Spock has lost his mind.
Oh, I got it. Hold on.
Forget it. We moved on.
No. Here's the only thing I'm
going to
say.
Here we go. Hold on.
When you look at Arizona's wins, they've beaten 49ers twice, Tampa Bay and Indy, and they've beaten them by a combined 23 points.
Everybody
in the four games they've lost by a combined 83 points to actual good teams. I think that Arizona is dependent on who they play, and they're playing a better team, and then they're going to get their ass kicked.
I don't even know what the hell you said anymore. I mean, holy cow. Guy can't even keep a thought. Kid can't even read. Okay? I'm going $10
typical
on Arizona.
Typical Sims bet.
Yeah, I'm not messing around. You bet $50 on a Thursday night game with the – Seattle Seahawks, who, I mean, gosh, damn, were physically dominated against the Washington Redskins last week. I'm picking the Seahawks to win the game. I'm with you there. I don't trust it for to be more than 5.5. I mean, Seattle's one of those teams that, I mean, if we put some of the salespeople from Bleacher Report, they'll find a way to make it a 3-point football game on the field. They really will. They play down to their competition at times. I just don't trust them. Seattle is not a really good, complete football team. Their defense is not dominant like years past. You can run the ball on them a little bit. And they are banged up, and the offense is just a dumpster fire. It's Russell Wilson and him making magic. So that's why I don't trust it. I get your points, too. It scares me anyway. I mean, it could be
– You don't like this pick either way.
Yeah, it could be 20-17 late, and Drew Stanton throws a pick six to Richard Sherman or whoever it may be, and then it all of a sudden becomes that. But, yeah, I'm going 21-17 Seahawks, but taking $10 on the Cards to cover the spread.
When do you think we're going to get the Seattle Seahawks clicking? Do you think it's ever going to happen?
I don't know. I mean, the one thing I always give Seattle credit is, man, do they play hard. They have great belief in winning ugly football games. The O-line, oof. I'll say this. When I turned on the film against the Redskins, I was actually underwhelmed more than I even thought. I mean, they really physically got beat up by the Redskins. Their defensive line just steamrolled the Seattle Seahawks offensive line. I mean, Russell Wilson was their best rusher, not even close. So, yeah, they just scared me. They got holes in their roster.
My thing was is it came down to some Kirk Cousins magic at the end, and I don't think Drew Stanton has that kind of magic. Michael Rizzo, Adam Lefko, more like Adam Reitko. That's a money pick, Rizzo. Nice to have you back in the comments section. And Blake Pace. Hey, Sims.
Yeah.
You're just jealous you don't have the $50 to bet on a Thursday night game. Lefko is swimming in money this year. Ain't that right?
He is all fit. What are you up? You're up $50 on the year?
No, that was this week.
Oh.
I'm actually down like $1,500. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm down $2,400.
Let's see if you bet a little bit money on the backup journeyman Super Bowl quarterback matchup of the generation.
See if you can keep your thought process here.
Jets at Tampa Bay. Josh McCown, who used to play
15.
On the Bucs, against Ryan Fitzpatrick, who used to play on the Jets. Jameis Winston is out. Mike Evans is suspended. This game down there in Tampa Bay, and the Jets are actually favored by 2.5. My bet, let's start off with a little bit of cash, shall we? I'm going $200 on the New York Jets.
That's mine, but don't ever confuse me with Sims and thank you.
Did you bet $200 on those two?
No, but you're not.
Hell yes. What I saw the Jets on Thursday night, so they actually have more time, is a team that is dedicated to running the football and a team that has a very good front seven. And I'm looking at Tampa Bay, and Dirk Cutter every week wants to run the ball with Doug Martin, and every week it doesn't work.
Right.
And then you're going to tell me that it's going to, with no Mike Evans, they're going to rely on the rookie, Chris Godwin.
And who's the other receiver?
DeSean Jackson.
Oh, very good, Lefko.
Well, let's see if Ryan Fitzpatrick can reach DeSean Jackson. I just look at this team, and Tampa Bay has been my favorite team to bet against all year. And it wouldn't put it past me that Ryan Fitzpatrick somehow drums it up. But I look at Tampa Bay's defense, and I think it's in disarray. I have been impressed with Josh McCown all year, and I think that this is going to be the Bilal Powell game.
Yeah.
I think that Matt Forte was good on Thursday night, but if you watch that game, as I did frustratingly, rooting for Bilal Powell, every time he touched it, he went off. And I feel it. I think Bilal Powell's going to have a nice game against Tampa Bay, but I think this is a Jets win, and it's less than 3 points, so I like it.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, come on, Internet. I mean, it's unbelievable in this thing. I'm with you. I'm going with the Jets, too. I'm putting $110 on it. I feel
symmetry.
Good about it. I really do. The Jets, for a lot of the reasons you said, they're clearly the better football team. There's no doubt about that. Yes, the Jets can run the football a little bit. Their defense is special, and it's a struggling offense for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And, yeah, I'm certainly not going to trust it with Ryan Fitzpatrick in his first start of the year. To me, yeah, I picked the Jets to win the game 24-16. They're not going to let a DeSean Jackson beat them deep, especially when you don't have to worry about a Mike Evans. I will be shocked by that. And I'll tell you one of the big things that I really realized. I think that the New York Jets, yes, like you talked about, the dedication, the rededication to the run game.
Yeah. And Charlie Morton's been calling great plays.
I think Todd Bowles finally realized, too, like, we don't need to throw the ball around the lot and let Josh McCown be the center point of the team. And the perfect example in the Thursday night matchup was it was 10-7, and they had the ball late in the second quarter, and Todd Bowles just said, you know what, I've seen this movie before where Josh McCown throws a stupid interception right before the half or at the end of the game. I'm not going to do it. Let's kneel it down. It's 10-7. This is the way we were built to play anyways, so let's continue to play that way. And then they wore down the Bills in the second half. So I do think that they've really realize they have to take the game out of McCown's hands a little bit because he's good for a dumb one or two turnovers every week.
Scott Miller asks,
the better team.
Scott Miller asks, what happened to the Bucs? I'll tell you what happened to the Bucs. The Bucs were an inconsistent team last year. Their defense is a very simple design by Mike Smith. For much of the beginning part of the season, they were without both of their middle linebackers, so the middle was wide open. They really don't have a lot of playmakers. Their secondary really hasn't been that great, and Jameis Winston was wildly inconsistent. Queen Kira Clark, Mike Evans got suspended for defending his quarterback. Well, then he should blame his quarterback. And it was a really dirty, cheap shot.
I mean,
what he did to Marshawn Lattimore.
Gets.
He could have really hurt Marshawn Lattimore.
Right.
So I'm not going to say that he was just defending his quarterback.
From
to
what?
Me, when
Talking
you dive.
Crap?
Yeah, when you. His quarterback instigated it. Yeah. It wasn't like he was getting beaten up, but he dove at someone's back. And then Deke DeSilva saying, Robbie Anderson, 3 touchdowns. I could see Robbie Anderson going off, too.
Certainly.
He's been super consistent, and the Bucs have allowed some big plays.
Well, yeah, their receiving core is underrated with what they got, the Jets. It's no superstar, but it's a lot of good, and they can all beat you in their own little certain ways.
Let us move on now to one of the bigger lines of the week. It is Pittsburgh at Indianapolis, and the Steelers are favored by 10. Take a look at those rankings, people. 10th on offense, 5th on defense. That Steelers defense hasn't played a lot of great quarterbacks. Jacoby Brissett is kind of right in that middle of the pack of the guys they faced. The Colts defense is really bad, and they just lost Henry Anderson. They're 3-6 on the year. This one is in Indianapolis, and Jacoby Brissett has been great with T.Y. Hilton when they're inside, at home, in a dome. But the teams that Indy has beaten have not been good. It's the Browns. It's the Niners. It's the Arizona. I don't think they beat the Arizona Cardinals. They lost the Arizona Cardinals.
Close one, the first game of the year.
So I'm looking at Pittsburgh coming off a bye, and I know that I'm usually worried about teams coming off of a bye, but an old quarterback with a bye getting to play in the dome, it sounds nice to me. I'm going $100 on the Steelers. This is Le'Veon Bell, Le'Veon Bell, Le'Veon Bell. And then they're going to bring back in Le'Veon Bell one more time. I think everyone in the Steelers offense has a big game. I think Antonio has a big game. I think Juju has a big game. I think Le'Veon has a big game. I think Ben, all of a sudden people go, oh, wow, could the Steelers make a run? I think this is a nice, comfortable Steelers win by 10.
Yeah, I know. I'm also going with the Steelers. I only put $10 on it. And as I'm sitting here and listening to you, I probably should have put more on it, really, in general.
So you're feeling me.
Yeah, I do feel you. I mean, the Pittsburgh Steelers, I think what scared me, I picked the Pittsburgh Steelers to win the game 28-16. I think what scared me a little bit, is just the fact that the bye week, I was afraid maybe they'd be, you know, a little sleep at the wheel, especially with an unmotivating team like the Colts on your horizon. And the Colts, you know, coming off a win, and the Colts can throw the football. That's what I think scared me a little more than anything is Jacoby Brissett, he does a really good job. You're going to play zone defense on Jacoby Brissett and T.Y. Hilton and stuff. They're going to find the holes and make some plays.
So Stephon Tuitt's back and healthy.
Right.
I don't expect a lot out of either Colts running back.
Yeah.
My question for you is this.
Yeah.
T.Y. Hilton deep,
right,
and then my man Jack Doyle across the middle.
Yeah.
Are those areas of the Steelers' defense that Colts can take advantage?
They are.
Okay.
Yeah, they really are. And the one thing, the Colts' O-line is not horrible right now. It is not. So I do think they can somewhat slow down that front seven if they're willing to run the football a little bit. But, yeah, in general, it's just scared me, too. I thought of, like, both scenarios. I thought, well, the Colts might be able to throw the ball a little on this team. They do have some size up front to maybe slow down the run game. No Vontae Davis. I could also see Pittsburgh blowing them out.
What do you think the guys in the Colts are thinking? They have a quarterback that was their franchise that their owner says has mental problems,
right,
and then they cut a player because he elected to have surgery to lengthen his career. Do you think the Colts right now are excited to be in Indianapolis?
I think the Colts right now are probably going, man, where is the direction of our team? Is Chuck Pagano going to be here next year?
And then
why is our owner playing doctor all of a sudden? I mean, again, you know, I went off on this yesterday. yesterday, if you listen to the Since the Left Go podcast. I mean, hey, I don't know what it is about billionaires. They think they know everything. They know it all. They know how to coach the football team. They know global warming. Now they're freaking doctors telling it's in your head. You know, that pissed me off that he said that.
My last point, you know, everyone from the Houston Indy game, they took it as a statement game about Tom Savage not being the guy and Houston's now done.
Right.
But I also took it like this. That second T.Y. Hilton touchdown was a little fluky.
Right.
You know, he wasn't touched, and they had the other big touchdown.
Yeah.
Indianapolis against a Tom Savage team and against the defense that has allowed a lot of points really didn't win that game outright. It really came down to Tom Savage having a chance at the end to tie it up.
Sure.
So I thought about it. I went, man, Indy was really unimpressive in that win, and now they're going to face the Steelers.
Yeah. I hear you.
All right.
Yeah, I probably should have bet a little more.
I love when you say that.
Well, really, I don't know. I mean, I'm the mush, so why would you want me to say anything?
Hey, don't be taking my tagline.
I'm officially him.
Let's go now to not even undercover, one of the best games of the weekend.
Yep.
New Orleans at Buffalo. And the Saints coming in.
Oh, let's go Creole.
To Ralph Wilson Stadium.
Hey, that's the Saints.
Saints have won six in a row.
Put us on camera. Buffalo. We're not dancing for nothing.
Bop, 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 ba do ba do 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 zip ba do wah, 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 wah. Saints have the second best offense in the NFL. Let me go through all my notes, and then I'll tell you my pick. Actually, I'll tell you my pick first. I am going $10 bet because I'm afraid of both teams.
Yep.
I'm going $10 on Buffalo.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
So, few things. Drew Brees on the road is not the same guy as Drew Brees at home. Now, granted, the weather should be okay. It's about 43 degrees or whatever. Drew Brees, though, in Green Bay, had two interceptions early. Wasn't his best self.
Yeah.
The Saints' offense had wild success against the Panthers, and my question is, why wouldn't they do it against the Bills? Because it's a similar philosophy. Kelvin Benjamin, now on Buffalo, actually had mild success against the Saints in Week 2. 6 catches, 77 yards on 8 targets. I know Marshawn Lattimore can shut some people down. One thing that I thought was really interesting, the Saints are blitzing a lot, and they're really coming after the quarterback. And right now, Tyrod Taylor has the highest passer rating in the league against the blitz, 132.8. I just think he's a guy that actually wants to be blitzed because he wants to run out of the pocket and wants to create magic. He's getting Kelvin Benjamin. He's getting Charles Clay. I think Buffalo is a really good team at home. The only thing is the Bills' defense has relied on turnovers. And the Saints' running backs, Kamara fumbled last week. Ingram fumbled 2 weeks ago. I think this is going to be a great game. I could see New Orleans pulling it out. I just think at home, Tyrod Taylor is so much better at home. I think he has 18 touchdowns at home and 9 on the road in like the last few games, or like the last 2 years. I just think that the Buffalo is a good, tough home team, and I think after a loss, they're going to come out hard. They're going to pull off this one. But I'm not – that's just all my information, but $10 because I love the Saints.
So who are you going to pick to win the game? Like, who do you think's going to win the
game? I'm going to go Buffalo.
He thinks Buffalo's going to win it. Yeah. All right, I'm going Saints. I'm only going $10. I picked the Saints to win the game 24-20. I wanted to go more here. The only thing that scared me was Drew Brees outside, plain and simple. This is a really bad matchup, I think, for the Buffalo Bills. Everything they want to do is going to be canceled out because New Orleans is good at what Buffalo wants to do well. Oh, Buffalo wants to play zone defense and not let up big plays? Well, shit. Mm. There's nobody better at being surgical than the New Orleans Saints and dissecting a team, like you said, against Carolina Panthers. Carolina's defense is better than Buffalo. They're going to be able to move the ball in the scheme.
That was a good point because I was worried about that.
I really think that's what I wanted to bet more, but the fact that it is in Buffalo and it is a tough environment is scary. Also, I just look at it like this. You know, again, it's a tough matchup, I think, also for the Buffalo offense. Buffalo wants to run the ball. Hey, that front seven for New Orleans, it's good. It's a good defense. Yeah. They're physical as hell. They got size and speed. The linebackers in the middle are playing good. Klein and Robertson and Monte Teo, when he gets in there, they got a bevy of safeties. I think they can play man-to-man on Buffalo and load the box to stop the run. I like New Orleans to win the game 24-20. But, yeah, I mean, I'm the same thing as you, Zer. I just get scared. I do get scared of Drew Brees, Buffalo having a little extra time, Buffalo being a little embarrassed by the way they played on Thursday Night Football. But, man, The Saints are clearly the better team to me.
I think that they are.
The Saints are one of the three best teams in football.
I think the Bills, though, are one of those above average teams.
Yeah.
And they're one of those super home teams. Like, I love the Bills at home and I love the Bears at home.
Right.
Because when you go there and you face that defense for both teams in that environment, it just seems to, they just seem very imposing.
Sure.
Kurt Wolfgang Water says, Sims plus mush equals smush.
Smush.
So I'm the mush and you're the smush.
Smush.
And
man, I can't believe I'm so bad. I used to be so good at gambling, like, to where my friends thought I was the man. I would pick one game a week for my rich friends and they would win all this money. And now I want to be good at it and I suck. It's unbelievable.
Well, because back then you were only focusing on one game a week.
I know. I actually told Canvasser that today. He's like, I think you need to spread your money around. I was like, no, honestly, I want to just put it on one game and say the hell with all the other ones.
Claire Wind also said, where is the Bills sound clip? Do Buffalo Bills even make a sound?
Yeah, come on. Do we have one? I mean, geez, we are Bleacher Report.
Well, if we don't, we have a sound machine.
Sims, nobody circles the wagons.
Sims, what does a Bill sound like? A buffalo.
I mean, you've seen Dances with Wolves, Tatanka. You know.
Yeah, but what is it?
Tatanka.
I agree with Philip Gong. I do think the Jets game was a fluke for the Bills. I don't think that's how they play. I think Thursday night games are weird.
No, the Bills are not a team that's going to wow you. They don't beat themselves.
Yeah, they're 7-9.
Thursday was weird where they dropped interceptions to beat the Bills, and then they, of course, had a few turnovers themselves. So.
Jake Tilton is just hitting us with fantasy. We normally don't do this, but Michael Thomas or Ted Ginn Jr.? Do you think Ted Ginn gets over the top, or do you think Michael Thomas?
No, I would go Michael Thomas. I would think the intermediate passes are what's going to kill Buffalo.
Yeah,
Buffalo
see what Michael Thomas did against Carolina and then extrapolate.
Yeah, Buffalo has not let up big plays to receivers all year long other than A.J. Green in Cincinnati. So, next game.
Very interested to see where you bet on this game.
I am too, Captain Spock.
Green Bay at Chicago, and well, for the first time in years.
You're interested to see where I'm betting on this? You think I'm betting on Green Bay? Are you kidding me?
I'm talking about money, my man.
Yeah.
This is the first time Chicago's been favored against Green Bay in a very long time. Chicago's 3-5. Green Bay's 4-4.
Who's
Chicago's defense is 8th in the NFL. And is that not Aaron Jones?
I don't think Aaron Jones.
Jamal Williams.
33.
The Bears are favored by 5.5. And I'm going to go $200 on the Chicago Bears.
Wow. That's big time right there.
Roar!
Do it again. Bear Jew wants bears.
Roar!
There's
not many things I like to bet on more than the Chicago defense at home. And I think what we saw out of Brett Hundley is only going to continue. If the Packers think there's any running game that they thought was going to happen against Detroit that's going to happen against Chicago, get out of here. John Fox, after a bye, has had a very good career. Mm. But in Chicago, they've been 0-2. But I also think in his last 2 years,
your
but this has been a crappy
right.
Chicago team.
Right.
Balaga's on IR. They lose Morgan Burnett, which I think is a big loss.
Oh, and you're forgetting the one, the big loss.
The greatest quarterback of all time.
I mean, geez.
Yeah, but we,
know,
that was
I
already
know,
there.
I'm joking.
Chicago has allowed two touchdowns in the last three games and a quarter.
Woo!
This is the Jordan Howard game.
Yeah, you think so?
This is the Jordan Howard game. I really believe that this Green Bay defense, I already thought sucked, and I think that Aaron Rodgers literally made up for everything on this team. You have Brett Hundley without Brian Bulaga against this front seven. 5.5 was really scary because I'm looking at this Bears team and I'm going Mitchell Trubisky. I just think that this is going to be the Jordan Howard Steelers where he went off for that 140.
Could be.
And I think Chicago's ready. I think Chicago is sitting there going, we have a wounded Green Bay Packer team.
Yeah.
And for all those years, they treated us like shit. When you really looked at that Thursday night game between Chicago and Green Bay, if you took away that crap fest early on with those interceptions Glennon getting it off his Glennon getting it off his foot and all that, Chicago was moving the ball and running the ball, and Jordan Howard had a lot of success.
Yeah.
It scares me because it's 17-10 in the fourth quarter. And, you know, you could have that late score.
So I picked the game. I mean,
What did you pick?
I picked Chicago to win 17-13. That's what scares me.
Wow, that's really funny.
That's really what scares me. I mean, I think all your points, Lefko, are spot on. I mean, this defensive front seven, these are monsters in the midway. I mean, it's unbelievable. It gave me nightmares of the 2005 Bears that I played, where they couldn't do offense, but, man, their defense was so good that they could win games 13-10. And so I do think the Bears are going to win the football game. It's just, I don't trust the Bears to win a game by more than 5.5 points. I only went $10. And the biggest thing that I think scares me more than anything is, you're right, the Bears, I would think they can run the ball, but what also scares me within that matchup is the Packers aren't the worst at the cornerback position, and we know that there's no weapons on the outside to scare them. So I do think Capers might be able to be creative and start, you know, getting people around the line of scrimmage to stop that run game. I think that's what scares me more than anything. I think, like, Chicago, like, physically dominates this football game, but it's just hard for them to score points in general. And I don't think the Packers, they do have pride. They're so not creative on offense, but they kind of do what they do. They're detailed. They don't mess it up. They just need to do more, and that's what's unbelievable. They don't do anything. They haven't changed their plan of attack, really, other than they just got more boring without Aaron Rodgers and became more simple.
Yeah.
So, but that's my evaluation of it.
Our guy Coconus says that you should fade the Bears, all exclamation point, which means bet against them, and he says, Green Bay looked good at getting Detroit into third and long, and Biscuit is no Stafford. Yet, Trubisky.
Yeah, no, he doesn't have the people around him either.
Shout out to Tommy Kaz. Shout out to Sharon Lefko.
What up, Sharon?
What's up, Mom? How are you? It is scary. I really think that Jordan Howard's going to go off.
Yeah, it could
They're be. The better football team, but this is one of those scary bets where I'm kind of looking at it and I'm like, man, you know, what am I really betting?
What'd you bet on that?
200.
Oh, good.
You know I'm right.
Keep it close, Packers.
Minnesota at Washington. The Vikings are favored by one. Minnesota 6-2. Washington is a respectable 4-4. The Minnesota defense is ranked fourth in the NFL, and they really are fantastic.
They're fantastic.
The Vikings are favored by one on the road. Let's get going on this
one. Let's get going on it.
I'm going $10 on Washington. Sims talked me so much into Washington all week. And I know that this is a rested Minnesota team with a really good defense. It's probably better than Seattle's defense. And Kirk Cousins.
Wait. Rephrase that.
See, they are better than Seattle's defense.
They are better. It's not even close. At all three levels, they are better than Seattle. We have to get out of this Seattle.
Yes.
I know. So go ahead. Sorry.
There's a lot of injuries on Washington. And I've been betting against Washington. For me, it's a home team that's getting plus one.
Right.
And I like Kirk Cousins. And I think if he has some semblance of a line and some weapons, I think he can move the ball against this Minnesota defense. And I'm not all there yet on the Vikings offense.
Yeah, I hear you.
Especially against a Washington defense that every week you come in and say to me, Adam, it's like they knew what they were going to do.
Yeah, they're great.
So I'm just betting on a team that's a home underdog.
So you think the Redskins are going to win the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. This is a close game. This is a toss-up game. I'm picking the Vikings. I'm putting $10 on it. I'm picking the Vikings to win 23-20.
Assemble the ships. Let's go.
Yes, I do. The Vikings, the defense is phenomenal. Okay? So your points about what you said with the Redskins defense against Minnesota, it does scare me. There's no doubt. The Redskins defense is good. We've been underestimating the Vikings in that offense all year long. Diggs is healthy. We're seeing Latavius Murray get back to where he was with the Raiders. So I think they have enough offense to win the game. The game scares me. I'm obviously only betting $10, and I'm picking the Vikings to win by three.
These teams are so even.
But the thing that scares me more, though, just from watching the Seattle-Washington game, man, I mean, see, the Washington really couldn't move the ball. They just made, four or five plays the whole day that kind of got them over the edge. I just don't know if that can happen against Minnesota. Minnesota's defense is really, really really good.
And Everson Griffin.
It's arguably the best defense in football. I mean, it's to me, it's they're in the conversation where I would go Jacksonville number one, and I would put the Vikings two. I'd put them over the Steelers right now because the Vikings can play man-to-man and shut you down. So I just looked at that game last week, and I know they'll probably be a little healthier on the front with the Washington Redskins, But at the end of the day, they had a hard time against Seattle's defense, and Seattle's defense is not on the same planet as Minnesota. Like I said, this Minnesota team with Daniel Hunter and Everson Griffin and Linval Joseph, who's one of the best D tackles in football, and then those middle linebackers, like Barr and Kendricks, are better than Wright and Wagner. And then you go to the secondary, Xavier Rhodes and Trey Waynes and Mackenzie Alexander, they're better than the Seattle secondary. I just have a hard time. The bye week scares me that Minnesota might be a little off kilter at first, but I do think Minnesota's real this year. I'm going to stand by what I thought all year, and that's why I'm picking them to win 23-20. But only $10, because one fade down the sidelines to Josh Doctson and scared me, and you never know. It's going
to
be
the one thing that's starting to scare me right now, just in terms of picks, is you have gone Arizona, New Orleans, Green Bay, Minnesota. We've already disagreed on four games.
Right.
So the picks.
Well, these are close games, but I don't think, you know, okay, you took Chicago. I think Chicago's going to win. I just didn't think they were going to.
But in our bets, you've picked Minnesota, Green Bay, New Orleans, Arizona. I've picked Washington, Chicago, Buffalo, and Seattle.
Yeah, you put a few money on those too, huh?
I have.
Yeah, I only put money on the Jets so far, so I haven't even bet money yet.
So I've started a drinking game in the comments section. So make sure you send that comment. Not going to say it out loud because then Sims will change the way he acts. So pay attention to the drinking game. If you're at work, go get yourself a coffee.
So what are you, plain and simple? Are you using all my catchphrases to get people drinking?
Not at all.
Okay.
That's such borderline childish stuff. I wouldn't do that.
I'm going to put you in a headlock.
Let's go to Cleveland at Detroit. Because when I think of good games, I think of Cleveland and DeShone Kizer. Cleveland's defense is ranked 9th. We actually just did a video about how the front seven's actually really good.
Yep.
Detroit, Matt Stafford is finally showing. Let me change the phrase.
Thank you. There you go.
Everybody is finally realizing we've been saying for 2 to 3 years, that Matt Stafford is a top 5 quarterback and he's not some guy because he doesn't score a lot of points on your fantasy team. He finally has an offensive coordinator that seems to understand what he wants to do.
Yep.
He finally has a wide receiver core that can actually go and stretch the
field.
They're
on fire right now.
And it's not just one receiver like Calvin Johnson.
Right.
Golden Tate is great.
Yep.
Marvin Jones is solid. And there is a chance that Galladay could be back.
That would be a big thing.
It would be nice.
Yes.
And for the first time.
Tell them who they've lost to Detroit, too. That's something
they have
very
lost
important.
To Atlanta right. when Atlanta was clicking.
Right.
They lost to Carolina, but they came back and made that game close.
The game was very close.
They have lost
to
the Saints, and they made
Pittsburgh.
That game respectable. And the Pittsburgh game, they really did dominate from
a
yards
perspective.
Two fourth
and goals from the 1 yard line.
They lost.
Score, right.
I am going Detroit $100. I know 12 points is, you know, it's a lot in the NFL. My Lefko pick, because we talked about this yesterday.
Yeah.
Golden Tate. I think Golden Tate puts on an SHOW show.
Oh.
I think Golden Tate is going to have a few long touchdowns.
Right.
Like a few, like long making people miss touchdowns. I think the Detroit Lions win by 100.
100.
I'm giving them, putting 100 on them. The other reason is the defensive line for the Lions. We said earlier in the year, I know they lost to Lodi Nada, but the amount of depth they had with Washington and who's my guy? A'shaun Robinson and Zettel. They have held up. Mm-hmm. The corners are fine, and they feast on interceptions. Kizer will give you those interceptions. I really like Detroit as a football team going forward. And how about this?
Yeah.
You do your picks,
right.
And then I'm going to tell you the Detroit schedule going forward, because we might have to do a Sims and Lefko alert that Detroit might. You have it right in front of you.
It's legit.
Read Detroit's schedule for everybody right now going forward.
Browns, Bears, Vikings, tough. Ravens, Buccaneers, Bears again, Bengals, Packers. So there are certainly games they can win.
I mean,
they
the Ravens and the Packers are not the same team with their injuries. The Bears, you're getting them twice.
No.
Like, that's a beatable team for you.
No doubt about it.
And the one tough team is the Vikings, and it's at home.
Yes, the Vikings at home. The Bears twice will be struggles just because the Bears' D is so good. And, you know, I look at the Bengals. The Bengals' defense might be able to at least slow down and make things hard on Stafford. But regardless, I am going, you know what, I'm going Cleveland here, okay?
Wow.
I'm only going for $10. I just think, again.
You're disagreeing on so many.
I know.
And I love that you're betting on teams.
I'm picking Lions 23-16. You know, I just look at it like this. Green, first of all, the Browns coming off a bye week. Man, desperation mode is certainly there. They're going to be extremely motivated to try to win a game, steal a game. I don't think it happens this week. But their defense is very good in Cleveland. There's no denying that. It really is. Greg Williams, what he's done with that group, I do think they can slow down Stafford and make the game ugly to a degree, especially because Detroit just can't run the ball consistently. So when you play good defenses like that, then no, okay, we don't have to really worry about focusing in on this one area, and they can just worry about pass defense. That scares me too. And then Detroit's defense, like you said, it's a solid unit. They don't beat themselves a whole lot. But I just think Cleveland's going to hang around in the game. I think that's what I'm going to see. I think you're going to also see just an uninspired effort by Detroit, too, because they're going to like, oh, we're at home, we're Cleveland, we're going to beat them. Stafford will make some plays to get us over the edge.
If I didn't have a life, so I would go through the last 2 years and see how many times that you have said or I have said, I think Cleveland's going to keep it close.
Right.
They just don't. They don't. I mean, every third or fourth quarter, it evaporates.
Well, I mean, okay.
So I'll guarantee you, you know what?
Minnesota
bet the line in the first half to keep it Cleveland keeps it close.
But you're wrong, though. So, like, they've kept it close this year. I mean, first of all, you were panicking when they were up against your Minnesota Vikings, who you bet on two weeks ago.
That's because I'm a mush.
Okay. But the week before that, it was the Tennessee Titans. It was 12-9. They had the game. They were on the – so that was
Marcus Mariota and Matt Stafford are apples and oranges.
I understand.
Matt Stafford is truly playing top three.
All you're saying is make it close. And that's what worries me. I mean, we just talked about the Packers, who we agree are not the greatest team in football. And you know what? That game was close. I mean, they're not a type of team that can just totally dominate you. So that's what scared me. I'm only going $10 on it. Well, how much money did you put on it?
I bet $100.
Okay. Cool.
What I did was I liked. That's my plan. But Pittsburgh and Detroit, both the lines were big. I thought both would win by a lot. I had 200 on Detroit, and I said, you know what? I'm going to go 100-100. If one of them falters, then I'm splitting.
Yeah.
If both of them hit, I look good. The odds of them both not covering, I just don't think are that high.
Okay.
Coconuts is saying, lay the wood. And Coconuts, I'm just focusing on you right now, man, because I feel like you're onto something right now. Sean Edward, throat chop Sims for betting the Browns. My question is, if the Browns were going to have a sound, what would it be? Mm. Mine would be a toilet flush.
No, I think it's more of like a paper bag being crumbled into a garbage can or something. I don't know what the hell they call the Browns.
All right, so Nick, that's your challenge for next week, is to come up with a Browns sound. Let us now go down to the identical pick
heavy
segment.
Hitters.
We agreed exactly on, wow. We both put $10 on Cincinnati +5 at Tennessee.
Yep.
We both put $10 on the Giants -2.5 at San Francisco.
Right.
And we both put $200 on Jacksonville -3.5 against the Chargers. I'm going to start off with that first game, Cincinnati +5 against Tennessee. What is the reason that you did that, Sims?
The defense of Cincinnati. Also, the defense of the Tennessee Titans is good, but it's not great. So I do think this is the kind of defense that Cincinnati will make a few plays with an A.J. Green, who should have been suspended, but he's not. So I just look at it from that standpoint. I'll say this. I actually went against, like, what I do here, right? So Tennessee's favored by 5. Oh, wait, I didn't go against here. But I picked Tennessee to win 23-19. I just think it's going to be a close football game, and I still think a lot of the Cincinnati defense, I think it's very good. I don't think that the Titans are going to be able to just run the ball on them at will, and then they have the cover guys on the outside, Cincinnati, to slow down the passing attack too. So I just think it's an ugly win for the Titans.
I still think Cincinnati's defense is fantastic, yep. And I think Tennessee's offense is supremely underwhelming every week. I think A.J. Green is going to come back motivated as heck, and I think this Bengals offense, I expect a lot of like Giovanni Bernard.
Right.
I just think it's going to be a lot of underneath passes. Let's go to the one that a lot of people in the comment section right now is saying, Chargers, 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 don't bet on Jacksonville. What makes you so confident?
Chargers, Chargers.
What makes you so confident that Jacksonville will make us look smart and will cover that 3.5?
Jacksonville, a.k.a. Saxonville, they're hitting scary mode, okay? Jacksonville's legit. It's never going to be pretty, but they can win the Super Bowl 2015 Broncos style. Excuse me, 2000 Ravens style, 2013 Seattle Seahawks style. In fact, if you maybe pick one team in the AFC that could go to New England and upset New England in the playoffs right now, the number one worry I would have for the New England Patriots is the Jacksonville Jaguars. They could go up there. They could go
Ooh,
up there.
Oh, you kind of like snuck up on the prey.
I'm in the prey. I'm in the jungle. I'm a jaguar, okay?
What color jaguar?
Oh, well, jaguars are only, they're two colors, kind of. You're right.
Let's be real. There's a lot. What color would you? You would be an albino
jaguar.
There's
a traditional jaguar. There's not more than one color jaguar.
What are the colors?
So there's the black one, which I don't even think there's a black jaguar. I don't think that's truly right. I think it's a different cat. But the jaguar, regardless, the Jaguars' defense, first of all, it's special. I mean, it's Super Bowl special. And Blake Bortles is good enough right now to where he makes a few plays, shut your mouth, Lefko, and they can throw the ball and be competent in the pass game. And then their run game, Fournette going to be back, healthy as can be. The Chargers' run defense? No, sorry. And I just don't trust that Phillip Rivers and company. Jacksonville can do whatever you want to. They don't give a damn. They are so talented on defense. It is crazy. And, you know, again, I just want to clarify one comment. Like, I'm not saying they're going to go up and beat New England in the playoffs. I'm just saying they're one of the teams I would go, ooh, that could be scary, because they are the type of team that could sack fumble a Tom Brady.
Yeah.
They are the type of team that could knock a guy like Danny Amendola into next week and make him fumble coming across the middle. They are that good on that side of the ball. That's why I'm going Jaguars.
Tommy Olson says Bortles is not good. Dude, we think Bortles sucks.
Yeah.
But they have found a way to win despite
him. Trent Dilfer sucked too, and the Ravens won the Super Bowl. Peyton Manning sucked. 9 touchdowns, 17 interceptions. They won the Super Bowl. He's better fit with that offense, Blake Bortles, than Peyton Manning was with the Broncos. Yeah, I know. That's crazy stuff. Because at least Bortles can run on 3rd and 5. Bortles has the bootleg.
Yeah.
Bortles stinks, but go ahead.
My big point was going to be the thing that scares me the most about the Chargers are Ingram and Bosa.
Yeah.
And the pass defense.
Right.
But Jacksonville doesn't even want to do that.
They're
literally going to run it right up the middle,
right.
And the Chargers are not a good run defense. Orleans Darkwa had a really good game against the Chargers. I think that what the Chargers do well, the Jaguars don't even want to mess with.
Right.
And I think that Phillip Rivers, under pressure like he's going to be, I mean, he might throw 2 pick sixes.
It's scary. Dude, Jacksonville's scary, guys. I mean, Jalen Ramsey.
Like Mike Kokonis says, Chargers 6-0, last 6 versus Jacksonville. They're like, to compare this Jaguars team to the last 6 times that the Chargers faced them, they're just a different team.
Yeah.
Is there any chance that this is the Gus Bradley revenge game?
Well, I mean, certainly. There's certainly something to that. It's both of them. I mean, Todd Washington, the defensive coordinator for the Jags, he's in Jacksonville because of Gus Bradley.
Oh.
So, but it's a different Jacksonville team, and it's a different system, and it's a different mantra they have altogether. Doug Marrone, Tom Coughlin have made that team tougher and more physical, and they have a formula in which the way they're going to play. They're a scary team, man. I'm just telling you, Jacksonville gets in the AFC playoffs, they are really scary. It's not sexy, but their defense can carry them.
Here are the colors that a Jaguar comes in. Blackberry, British Racing Green Metallic, Celestial Black, Dark Sapphire Metallic, Ebony, Glacier White Metallic, Ammonite Gray Metallic, Aurora Red Metallic. And there's a lot
expert,
more.
And I haven't seen any of those. I got to see pictures of them.
Oh, that. Well, here. I mean, here's one of them.
Oh, you're an idiot.
Oh, those were the cars.
So I was right, you jerk. You freaking jerk. Well, I'm a cat expert.
I haven't looked into it, actually.
Yeah.
You're a cat expert.
I am. Yes.
What makes you a cat expert?
Well, I've been obsessed with them my whole life. It's my favorite animal. Favorite.
Really?
Animal. Yes. You know that.
Tell me something about a cat that I wouldn't know.
They have 9 lives. No. I mean, cats are extremely smart.
Okay.
They're extremely communicative. They're smarter than dogs. And they can survive on their own. I mean, my cats, I got 4 of them.
Yeah.
You know, they go outside, inside. It doesn't matter. I haven't fed them in a week. Go catch a mouse. You're fine. Live, kid.
That's great.
Yes. Great.
I have a lot of clothes, but I'm not a fashion expert.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, judging.
Well, I'm just saying I know what a jaguar looks like. That's what I'm saying.
Corey Allen Thomas says, I'm curious like a cat. That's why my friends call me Whiskers.
Ooh, hello, Whiskers.
Last game there was Giants-San Francisco. We're both going Giants. Why are you betting on a team that the players are coming out and saying they don't want to play for their coach and they're traveling cross-country?
Yeah, let's make this quick. This game's horrible. I don't know what else to say, but the 49ers are horrible, plain and simple. I can't really put it any other way. The Giants, at least have some talent on their football team right now. I'm picking them to win a close football game. I think I picked Giants to win 20-17. You know, even watching, you know, the Giants offense wasn't horrible last week against the Rams. You know, they had some stupid turnovers that really hurt them, and then their defense just absolutely fell apart and let up some mind-boggling big plays. I do think there's some pride there on that defensive side of the ball, and I just don't trust the 49ers. I mean, the 49ers can't protect the passer. They're not running the ball that great, and the defense is not good either.
My main thing is you said this to the, about the Rams game, that the Giants, if they would just play simple, could beat them. And I think when you play the Niners, you're all of your – this is like a team. We're getting back to basics.
Yeah, right.
And you just do what you need to do. And in the end, Eli will make the two or three throws that our man Beathard is not capable of.
Agreed, right.
A lot of people in the comment section saying right now, dogs are better than cats. Dave Potter asking if cats could talk, they would lie. I am going to say right now that I am team dog.
I love dogs. I love all animals. I mean, I have a dog. I love dogs. I love animals. I just really love cats, yes.
Yeah, but you did say that cats are better than dogs.
Yeah, in my opinion, they are.
My mom adds, the two of you are hysterical.
Thank you, Sharon. Appreciate that.
Can't believe she's giving you any credit for what I'm creating.
Damn, he's creating NFL here now.
Texans, I want to become a caricature of myself. Texans at Rams. This is the second biggest line to that Detroit one. Rams are favored by 11.5. The Sean McVay offense that you called the greatest thing ever is third in the NFL, and they're taking on the Tom Savage-led Houston Texans. Mm-hmm. I will be going here $100 on the Ramskies. I think that the Texans' defense...
It stinks.
It's not good.
No. And the pass defense is scary.
Even though I look at Vrabel and those guys, and I go, man, they got to figure out a way to coach them up.
Yep.
I look at what the Rams are doing, and every single week they come with a game plan that I love.
Right.
The Giants game plan was flawless. The Jacksonville game plan was really great. Mm-hmm. Like, they take Goff out of the game when he needs to come out of the game. I think the Rams are clicking right now, and it's more the Rams are moving up in terms of sacking the quarterback.
Right.
And I just thought about this. How would I feel as a member of a team where I lost my left tackle that I had made the team captain, and then I lose the quarterback that was my inspiration, and then my backup quarterback performs at this level, and then there's rumors about maybe we're looking into Kaepernick?
That's not
I'm just
propaganda.
Feeling like if I'm a Houston Texan, I'm just feeling like I got nothing right now.
Yeah.
And I think the Rams are coming in and they're ready to go. Do you think there's any chance that Andrew Whitworth is the leader of this Rams team? I was having a conversation with Graphics Lance about who is the leader of the Rams team. It's like Ogletree or Whitworth.
I do think Aaron Donald's in that conversation because of the great respect everybody has on him, and he's clearly the best player on their team, so everyone always gravitates towards the best player. Yeah, Whitworth can be that calm, old head, veteran voice in the locker room that keeps everybody on their P's and Q's. That's usually what that guy does, where you just go, man, I don't want to mess around too much because he might call me out or he might like physically confront me and then I don't want to have to mess with him because he's a giant human being. The Rams, I just want to say, we said something about the Rams-Jaguars game. Let's not forget, like the Rams won that football game. They got absolutely physically dominated against the Jags. Remember, it was the block punt, and they returned a punt, I think, for a touchdown. But regardless, the Rams
are
really good.
The Rams dealt with the situational,
The Rams are really good. I'm picking the Rams to win this game. I'm only putting $10 on it. I'm going, man, the Rams, Sean McVay, pretty fucking awesome. I think that I'm picking them to win 31-20, which actually doesn't carry the spread, cover the spread, but it was so close, I just said, well, I'll go with the Rams instead of the Texans. So I'm breaking my own rule there. But Savage was really bad last week. He was disappointing to watch on film. Didn't throw the ball well, you know, just doesn't move well in the pocket. And then the Rams, like you, as you said, I mean, we know the offense is legit. The one thing that just scared me a little is, of course, the Rams' defense. The Rams' defense is small, especially in the interior part of their D-line. And I just worry that the Houston Texans will be able to run the ball and control the clock a little bit. And that's where I just scared me to go. Yeah, I did. Yes. Yeah. They still have size up there in Houston. And I think Houston also has to go, damn, that was a crappy game plan we put for Tom Savage last week. And Tom Savage is also going to be disappointed by this play, to where I think they play a little bit better.
Queen Kira Clark says, bet the opposite of Lefko Locks. If you did that the last 2 weeks, you'd have a losing record, because I'm back-to-back winning weeks. And to the guy on Twitter, remember he said, right, I'm not going to tweet you anymore when you have back-to-back 500-plus?
Right.
It's back-to-back. I haven't heard a peep in 2 weeks.
Good for you,
Spike. Quick thing, Coconut said, if Brissett had big plays in Houston, imagine what Goff is going to do.
Yeah, it's very scary.
I mean, Sean McVay has a full week to go, you dialed up what for T.Y. Hilton? Well, I'm going to make Robert Woods go here, and I'm going to have Cup go there.
Sure.
Just, it feels like a really good game, and I'm loving McVay right now. Dallas at Atlanta. Atlanta is favored by 3. This is going to be a game that Saturday or Sunday, I'm going to have to hit up Canvasser, and we're going to have to figure out what we're doing if Zeke does get suspended. That was my only concern with this. Dallas' offense is 8th, the Falcons is 6th, Dallas' defense is 14th, the Falcons' defense is 12th. Last week when I was watching the game, the Panthers-Falcons game, I looked up and I said, man, the Falcons' offense is really doing whatever they want in the first quarter. Yeah. And Kevin's was like, are you sure? And then as I kept watching the game, I watched the Panthers pound and pound and pound. And they did it with Cam Newton. I'm putting $200 on Dallas plus 3. To me, like Zeke running all over this team, I just think Dallas is clicking right now, and I think Atlanta is pointing fingers. And the reason I say that is I go back to last year with the amount of success Atlanta was having. And even then, they were kind of pointing fingers at each other. It's like a culture in Atlanta.
You know, it's really funny you're saying this.
Roddy White
Matt Ryan complained more when the offense was great under Kyle Shanahan than he does now when it's shitty under Steve Sarkisian. I don't understand that. You're exactly right. It's so funny you're saying that. I was thinking that on the train ride into the city today.
Because Matt Ryan, you know, for a long time, Matt Ryan has been someone that the offense was good and the defense sucked.
Right.
And it's in that Drew Brees mold where he's saved from all criticism.
You're right, you're right.
And when the offense is really good and then we start praising whether it's the wide receivers, the offensive coordinator, well I should be getting all of that.
I think you're very correct
with
some of that
statement.
And
so for me, they're about to go up against a front four that you have said has been extremely intimidating ever since David Irving got back.
Right.
And I think Sean Lee is all over the place. The Falcons don't know who they are in any phase of the game. Defensively, they're still trying to copy the Seahawks. Offensively, they're trying to figure out how they did what they did last year, and yet they're not doing any motions or any creativity. And what's funny is like Dallas knows who they are.
Yeah.
And I am afraid of Tyron Smith being injured.
Chaz Green's there.
But overall, I just think Dallas is the better team, and they're getting 3 points. If Zeke gets suspended, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I'm
going to take my money away here, but
I think we're out of the woods with the Zeke thing. I really do. I'll be shocked if it gets switched back.
What
again.
Did you bet on the Rams, by the way?
Just $10.
Okay.
I didn't trust it.
What's your bet on this game? Wow.
400. Right. Ride 'em, Cowboy. Yeehaw! Woo! 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 Yeehaw! I'm gonna go rope me a damn falcon! Woo! Woo!
Hey! Wee! Wee!
But yes, you made a lot of great points as usual.
Thanks, bro.
But I think the thing I look at really too, the Dallas Cowboys are the better football team. The run game is getting going. Atlanta's defense, it does scare me. It's over-aggressive. It's undisciplined. It scares me with cutback runs against Ezekiel Elliott. It scares me with the bootlegs and the read options with Dak Prescott. That is just a horrible, to be that over-aggressive defense against this Dallas team, ooh, watch out, because these are the kind of guys that can expose you. I just think that Dallas will be able to move the ball on this Atlanta defense. Dallas, so big up front, physical. Atlanta more on the speed type of front seven. I think that's going to be a scary matchup altogether. Whether Tyron Smith is healthy or not, honestly, they might be better without Tyron Smith right now. I really believe that just because if you watch him on film, he can't even bend over. His back is so tight and stiff. Chaz Green, I think if they have to put him in there, is a fine replacement to get them over the edge. And he's a good run blocker too. And then Lefko, you talked about it a little. Like, the game last week, when I was watching on TV, I thought, ooh, Atlanta's playing pretty good here early. When I turned on the film, I was very disappointed. Carolina, even when they were down 10-0, was kicking the crap out of Atlanta. Atlanta just made some plays because they got some good players, plain and simple. Matt Ryan made a good throw. Julio made some amazing catches in traffic. Devontae Freeman had nowhere to run but made a guy miss. And that's just not sustainable to me. And like you said, the Dallas D-line, it's special right now. It's a bunch of ass-kickers up there. It really is. And it has sneaky depth to it. It's helping out that secondary, which is getting better, too. Yeah, I'm picking the Cowboys to win the game straight up, 27-24, and that's why I put $400.
Yeah, our girl Queen Kira Clark said, man, they hate Atlanta. We have just been, to be honest, we have been spot on about Atlanta since the preseason.
Right.
Everyone was writing articles about how great Atlanta. We didn't even bring up a Super Bowl hangover. Like, this isn't like some like press clipping thing that we just think. Yeah. We've just looked at their roster and saw the lack of creativity and Steve Sarkisian.
Right.
And I agree with Koganis. He said Atlanta should only have one win this year.
It's been very
close. You take
close.
Away that Detroit game.
No doubt.
And the Golden
Tate
ruling.
The Bears game at the 1 yard line.
Game that Jordan Howard should have caught that ball and ran
in. It's not been an impressive year.
No.
You're right. We're not here just to hate on Atlanta.
We don't
want to hate on Atlanta. I don't give a shit that they cut my brother or Kyle Shanahan's not there anymore. I don't give a damn.
We care too much about being right.
Right.
To like want to like bash people.
Yes.
Because in our minds, who the hell is listening to us? Like people that like have an agenda, I think in their head think that there are important people that listen to their agenda.
Right.
We just do this to have fun.
Yeah, we do it. And
we just want to be right.
We watch football. And listen, Atlanta, they lost their biggest weapon, like we've always said, in Kyle Shanahan. So that led me to that. And also, because of that, you know, I just don't think Atlanta was as good as everybody thought they were last year, just physically on the field. They were doing it because of this great offense and the great system Shanahan had with the proper weapons to fit his system. And that made them, I mean, I really thought last year they were like a 9-7, 8-8 type football team that just got hot at the right time of the year and pulled off some games and really got it going. So I don't mean to be a jerk towards Atlanta.
You're not. You're just being honest. New England at Denver. Patriots are favored by 7.5. It is Brock Osweiler in his second game starting.
Ooh.
The last time Brock Osweiler had his second game starting was when he beat the Patriots in Denver. Patriots, number one offense, last defense. Denver, 18th offense, second-ranked defense. And they are coming off of a 50-burger dropped on them by the Philadelphia Eagles.
Not a steamroll. I mean, it's worse than a steamroll. Like I told you, I mean, if you watch the game, Eagles versus Broncos, it was 51-17. I mean, let me just tell you, the Broncos never had a chance in that game. I have never seen the Broncos get physically beat to crap like they did against the Philadelphia Eagles on both sides. Sorry, go ahead.
I am going to go New England, $200. Bill Belichick with a bye. How you like them apples. Bill Belichick, after a bye, Patriots get to heal against Brock Osweiler. This Denver team is going to come out fast and furious. But I'm taking the Patriots at home after a bye against Brock Osweiler. I want it, and I want money on it.
It's in Denver, just so you know.
No.
Oh, yeah, it's in Denver.
Shit.
Okay. Either way, maybe this will make you feel better, because the smush...
Wow.
Hey, I'm from Boston. Pack your car in the Harvard Yard. You ain't seen Manny Ramirez yet, have you? I want to touch Tom Brady's nice little tush over here. Hey.
Tush.
Okay. Yes. I don't even know where I was going with that. But regardless, I do like New England in this matchup. First of all, Denver scares me. I think they're a little punch drunk right now. And, oh, great, you get the New England Patriots coming into town with their offense that can do just about anything. Their offense is amazing. It's the best offense in football. Is it as creative as the Rams? Not quite, but it's more surgical than any offense in the game with Brady, the passing weapons, and New England can run the football a little bit. So that's going to keep Denver at bay to a degree. Denver's defense just not as dominant as of late, and especially the pass rush not as dominant either. What do you want to say?
I was going to say that. Yeah. Did you see that Chris Harris Jr. quote about T.J. Ward?
No.
The quote was, I definitely believe that it took a lot of momentum out of our team. You could see by the way that we're playing.
Yeah.
Sometimes guys mean more in the locker room.
No doubt.
Than they do anywhere else.
He was an emotional lightning rod, certainly. And I mean, I've experienced that and seen that. And when you go, the other thing I think that's in the matchup, too, that we have to talk about, I mean, the Broncos offense, it's not very good. And I know the Patriots defense is still ranked 32, but what's happening in New England, I don't really care where the yards are. What's happening all of a sudden again here, just typical New England style, Sure, march the ball between the 30s on us. I don't care. We've held the Buccaneers to 14, the Jets to 17, the Falcons to 7, the Chargers to 13.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they're letting people move it, but you can't score touchdowns on them. And I certainly don't expect Brock Osweiler and the Broncos to start that trend. So I did go New England, $400. I'm picking the Pats to win 28-17 on the road in Denver.
I just look at that team and I go, the funny thing too is Brandon McManus is worse in Denver.
That's
the
weird.
Kicker for Denver.
Right.
And I think it's going to come down. Covering that 7.5 will come down to that kicker.
Could, yes.
And I just trust New England. Yeah. Shout out to Aunt Gentile. Queen Kira Clark says she's ready for Guaranteed to Lose. We are almost there.
We're
we have one more game left.
There.
The Monday night game, and I'll be honest, the line kind of was like, whoa, when I saw it. Here, we're listing it as 8. We got it, though, at 8.5.
Okay.
Carolina, 8.5-point favorites, the number one defense in the NFL against the 31st-ranked offense of the Miami Dolphins. Cam Newton, they went out there and they beat Atlanta, but it was closer than I thought it needed to be.
Yep.
And Miami kind of fought back and made the game respectable against the Oakland Raiders. I'm going $10 for Miami just to kind of keep it close. I think Miami's defense in front seven is a lot better than people think.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Timmons was all over the place against the Raiders team, and they got the one Holton bomb. But I thought that the Dolphins' offense, just with those two running
Kenyon
backs.
Drake doesn't fumble the ball there. I mean, that's a whole different
thing.
They
looked
right?
really, really good. The Carolina defense is fantastic. It's one of my top favorite defenses with Chicago and the NFL. But I just think 8.5 is a lot for a Carolina team that doesn't really run away from teams.
Yeah, I will echo those sentiments in a lot of ways, and I will see your puny dollars, and I will go Dolphins for $200.
You went real big at the end.
I don't have a noise for it, so. But yes, I'm going with the Dolphins. I'm picking Carolina to win the game 24-20. But I do think this is actually a good matchup for the Dolphins. Like you said, their front seven's good. It's deep. It's physical. I don't think they're going to be overpowered by the Carolina Panthers, and that's what they want to do with you. Carolina's passing game's not the type of passing game that's going to take advantage of the Dolphins at the back end. And the Dolphins' defense is solid. And, yes, the Dolphins' offense is a little bit of an issue, but I think it's better than it's given credit for. I think it's better than what the statistics say. And with Jay Cutler's playing really good. Like, I just want everybody to know that. I mean, even before he got hurt in the Jets game, he was playing really good. And he played good against the Raiders again. So I just think with that defense in Carolina, too, that you know what it's going to do. They're one of those defenses that kind of just lines up. We do these two or three things. We're really good at it. We're going to overpower you. I think that plays into a Gase's hands because he is the kind of guy that can go, okay, we'll find out the proper protection scheme to slow it down up there, and I know I got some play designs behind it to expose these coverages that they consistently do. So that's where I think they keep
just
it close.
Just for my fantasy team, what do you think of Curtis Samuel?
Curtis Samuel was better, and he's certainly going to be more and more in the offense. You could certainly see that. My big thing with Carolina, again, you know I'm a Carolina believer. Carolina can win the Super Bowl this year. I mean, the NFC is so
good.
Sounds
like you're picking Carolina-Jacksonville.
Well, I mean, not really, but I'm just giving people, like, some insight to where I think, like, just my years of being around
Carolina's
it.
Odds to get to the Super Bowl or win the Super Bowl, I believe, was 30-1
Oof.
At this point.
Oh.
And I went, you know, it wouldn't be bad to throw a little bit of money on that.
Man, this is one of the best defenses in football, and if Carolina will just continue to run with Cam Newton. Listen, they drafted him number one. Because he was a dual threat guy. And I hate when teams do this. They get this kind of guy and they go, oh, well, we got to save him till December or January. We can't run him too much. We'll unleash him then. And then, you know, they're out of the playoff picture in December. Well, good thing you saved all those plays. I saw Atlanta do it with Michael Vick when I was in Tampa a few times. When they run Cam, they become very dangerous. But I do think this will just be a closer game.
We need to do a run down the big bets. And this one is brought to you by Enum. Enum, she's watching. The big bets. I went 200 on the Jets. You went 110 on the Jets to get the win in Tampa Bay. I went 100 on Pittsburgh. I bet on Buffalo. You bet on New Orleans, but only $10. I put $200 on Chicago. You went $10 on Green Bay. I went Washington, you went Minnesota. I went 100 on Detroit, you went Cleveland. We both went big on Jacksonville.
Right.
Jacksonville is one of our two big bets. I went 100 on the Rams. We both went big on Dallas. We both went big on New England. And then you went big as well on Miami. You have $1,000 locked up in Dallas, New England, and Miami.
Right.
4 o'clock Sunday night, Monday night. So we won't know how you're doing until the end of the weekend.
Right. And I thought I have another $200 bet? Yeah, I guess so. That was it. Oh, and then Jacksonville. So I have $1,200 on just those four games.
On those four. Yeah. That's most of your money right there. So you're back to betting four and then 110 on the Jets.
Yes.
So that's most of your money.
Right.
Before we do guaranteed to lose, let me do my Lefko locks with you really quick.
Cool.
I feel very confident making Dallas a Lefko lock. And God forbid that Zeke gets, you know.
If that happens, I mean, then
then we'll just take it off.
It's a mute point.
I'm going to do, I believe, New England Sunday night.
Yeah, me likey.
I'm going to do Jacksonville, so our shared bets.
Me likey.
And then my question is, do I do one of the big guys? Do I do Detroit, Cleveland, or Pittsburgh, Indy? Because I don't want to mess around with the Buffaloes or the Chicagos and stuff like that.
To me, I would
or do,
go
I do the Jets.
I would go Pittsburgh.
Or do I do the Jets?
Mm. I mean, you feel confident about Pittsburgh. I would go
but
Pittsburgh.
But I put more money on the Jets.
Ooh, you did. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough one.
I'm going to put this out there. Should I make my fourth and final Lefko lock Pittsburgh minus 10 or the Jets minus 2.5? We'll do guaranteed to lose. I'll check out the comments section. I'm going to go with the fans.
Okay.
I'm a man of the people.
Oh.
Man of the people. It is now time. Yes, that time for Guaranteed to Lose. Sims, where are we going first?
Oh, we're going back to an old staple of Guaranteed to Lose. Hello, Cleveland. I don't believe Lynn. Sorry, you're a brown paper bag and you got to play the Lions. And guess what? They got Matthew Stafford and you don't. You're going to lose, Cleveland. Sorry. Better luck next week.
This song is incredible. Next up, Guaranteed to Lose.
It's the Indianapolis Colts. Are you crazy? Do you think you're going to beat Pittsburgh Steelers? Negative, Ghost Rider. Sorry, the pattern is full. You're going to lose to Big Ben, Le'Veon Bell, and the Pittsburgh Blitzburg Steelers defense. Sorry, you lose.
Next one. Hey there, howdy, partner.
Yeehaw! We're going to ride this bull all the way to Los Angeles, and we're going to lose to the Rams and get our butts whooped by Jared Goff and Sean McVay. Sorry, the Rams are so much better than you. Deshaun Watson's hurt, and you know why you're going to lose, Houston? Because I said so. I am the Oracle.
Next up on Guaranteed to Lose, they used to make teams lose, and now they're just eating all the L's.
Oh, sorry. Hey, Denver Broncos, welcome to Loserville, okay? I guarantee it. Plain and simple. You gotta play the great Patriot Tom Brady and the New Englanders. They're coming to town to show the revolution is here. I don't know what I'm saying, but you're gonna lose, Denver. Sorry. It's Osweiler. It's Brady. Loss.
I feel like this would be the soundtrack of a slinky. Like, I feel like if a slinky was going down the stairs.
I feel like we're on a 70s show, like a 70s
Coming up next show. On The Dating Game, the final Guaranteed to Lose, and they're from L.A.
Hey. They're going to beat the... Yes, that was a thunderbolt. That's what it was. Sorry. Yeah, Chargers. Have you seen this defense in Jacksonville? No, you haven't, but you're going to see them on Sunday. They're awesome. And Leonard Fournette, oh my gosh, good luck stopping him. You know why you're going to lose? Because one of our greatest viewers said you were going to lose. Her name's Sharon Lefko. She said you're going to lose. Mama Luca Booba Day Sims said you're going to lose. That's my mom, Dee Dee, Dirty Diana. They're going to lose. I said so. Lefko says so. I am the Oracle. Welcome to Guaranteed to Lose.
And that is Guaranteed to Lose. So you think the Chargers are going to lose, huh?
Damn, yeah,
the
I do.
San Diego Chargers.
Damn, San Diego Chargers. They got no chance.
Los Angeles
hey,
Chargers.
Hey, they're in Los Angeles. Still got no chance.
Guaranteed to Lose. He
Did
is
I
speaking...
say San Diego again?
No, I was just trying to get you to do it. Browns, Colts, Texans, Broncos, Chargers. I'm going to go... So it was kind of split.
Right.
Steelers or Jets. And then my man Coconuts, who I've been going with the whole time, was like, look at all these public picking the Jets. And he went Steelers. So I'm riding with Coconuts.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go. I'm going Steelers.
I think that's, you know, if you believe in both of those teams are equal, you go with Big Ben and go with the better team.
I'm going Steelers, Jaguars, Dallas, New England.
Cool.
La, I like it. La, 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 la. All right, awesome. Guys, amazing as always. Had a lot of fun. You know what? We have a new Instagram account, @SimsAndLefko. Subscribe or follow, whatever. Hit me up on Instagram, @AdamLefko. You can do it here on Facebook as well. Well, we're excited. Again, Sims will be on Sunday Night Football on NBC pregame. Any halftime?
Nope, just pregame.
Pregame, so tune in a little bit early when the 4 o'clock ends. Take a video of it. Take a picture of it. Tweet it at us, Instagram. Have some fun. Let's have a good time for Sims.
Peace out, homies.
Fedrick would say good evening, and the L-E-F-K-O-E
man
will say good luck on your bets. Love you guys. Talk to you soon.